The opinions expressed on IRL are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening. Hey guys, welcome back to IRL. This is episode 3 of season 4. If you haven't seen the other episodes, episode 1 of season 4, I started off this TMI style little podcast episode, so you might want to watch that one first for some context. Today, I'm going to be elaborating a little bit more on a few other questions that we didn't get the chance to get to. I'm also alone in the studio today. I don't have any prod tech today, so it's just me. We're getting real deep and personal. So my random thought of the day, I'm pulling directly from my notes app. I do this thing where if I have a random thought during the week, I'll put it in my notes app so that maybe I can bring it up in here. I have two little fun ones, two little silly ones. They're really quick, but my first one is, why do they always make Jesus replicas ripped? Like, I know that man was not in the gym. Hear me out. You see a Jesus on a cross. Also, such a morbid little vision, huh? Morbid little vision to wear all around your neck all the time, but hey, I'm not gonna dismiss you for that. Whatever. Do your thing. That's your religion. You're slaying right now, supporting your religion, I guess. But he is just absolutely shredded. Shredded to the nines. Every muscle is very, very delicately defined. I'm wondering, why is that? Now hear me out. Okay, I know my Catholic lore. Would you call the Bible Jesus's lore? Just wondering. Jesus's lore written by the apostles. He was like a welder, wasn't he? Okay, wait, welding? Maybe not so much. Welding is like metal and burning, isn't it? He was in the trades, though. He was like a woodworker or something, right? Am I incorrect about that? I'm not too sure. Maybe we'll do a quick Google search. What was Jesus's job when he was alive? A carpenter. That's what I was trying to say. That's what I was alluding to. I just don't know my trades, I guess. My high school would be so ashamed of me. My high school was very trades-oriented. We had tech classes, and tech classes were like carpentry, so like woodwork. And then we had a welding one. We also had an auto one. We also had cosmetology, which I actually loved taking because I like doing makeup and hair. I'm just a girl. But anyways, he was a carpenter. Like, I don't know what kind of carpenters you be seeing, but the carpenters that I be seeing got a little bit of a beer gut. So I don't think that him being ripped would allude to his job in any way. I'm not quite sure why he is so muscular. And then I was like, oh, when someone's very muscular, they're like considered godlike. A chiseled godly body. But then when that pertains to like Greek mythology, I think a little bit like the Greek gods, like Zeus. I don't think that pertains necessarily to God himself and Jesus Christ. I don't know. Something to think about. Are we sexualizing Jesus? Something to think about. Something else I have in here, Guy Fieri and Chino Moreno kind of look the same. Something to ponder on. Chino Moreno is like the lead, would you consider lead singer of Deftones? He's been mentioned on the podcast quite a few times. They kind of look the same if you think about it hard enough. Or maybe think about it lightly. Something to ponder on. I've got a really funny one in here. Okay, yeah. This is the last one that I want to touch on. So this note says, this is from January 16th. I think I wrote this on my way home from the grocery store. edging for crying, like watery eyes on the verge of tears, but not crying yet, building up for a big one. I was thinking about, that's a little bit of a crazy concept. I was thinking about how I went to see Ironclaw, and I was relating very, unfortunately, very hard to Zac Efron's character. I talked about this in the first episode a little bit on the TMI tag, that I am an older sibling and I hold a lot of responsibility on my shoulders. I was relating to him just a little bit too much, and it was a questionable time to, I don't even, basically I was like, wow, I can't believe I didn't cry at that. But I found that I do this thing where like I'm about to cry and I can like really dial it in. I'm dialed in and I don't cry. My eyes just get really watery and I blink them away. And I think that that kind of makes it so that when I do cry, because I also don't find myself crying often. I find it difficult to cry, which is another thing. I guess this is perfect for a TMI video, but I don't find myself crying often. I find it difficult to cry sometimes. So then when I'm edging my cries like that, when I'm edging my cries, I feel like it builds up a bigger cry later on. This is not a cry for help, however, just a funny little concept that I thought of. So I'm going to get back to the last few questions here that I have from last time that I didn't get to talk about. I want to make sure that I can answer everyone's little questions. So we are going to get into it, with the first question being favorite type of cheese. This actually reminds me so much of that She's the Man part where she's like, do you like cheese? Sure do. My favorite's Gouda. I love that movie. My favorite is not Gouda. My favorite is feta. I love feta cheese. I think that maybe it's because I'm like a big fan of Greek salad. My favorite Greek salad is the ones with the big chunks of fruit. I guess a tomato is a fruit. However, I don't like tomatoes. Big chunks of vegetables and big chunks of feta, like the cubed ones, is my favorite kind of salad. And it's my favorite way to eat feta. But also, I wanted to note that feta usually comes in a container of brine. If you don't know what brine is, look it up. Just kidding. Brine is like the vinegary, liquidy stuff that cheese sometimes comes in, pickles come in it, like pickle brine is pickle juice. Usually when you pickle something, there'll be brine. I hope that makes sense. Feta brine smells so bad. It stinks. The brine makes it last longer, and feta cheese can last really long, which is awesome. I know a lot about feta cheese, I guess. But the brine literally smells like foot. It stinks like poop. And anytime you open a container of feta with brine in it, it is going to smell like some rancid foot. But I am willing to overlook that because of how good feta cheese tastes. I also love a good cream cheese. I love boursin, which is, I think it's kind of like cream cheese. I don't know. I love cream cheese icing and cheesecake. I'm a big cheese girl, I guess. Oh, I'm a big cheese over here. That's my favorite cheese. Thank you for asking that question. Very important question. My next question is, how many tattoos do you have and what one is my favorite? This is so fun. And when people ask me this question, okay, people ask me this all the time because I think it's something easy that you can ask someone. If you notice they have a lot of tattoos, it's a great conversation starter. I have no idea how many tattoos I have. I have to count it. I think I'm at 30. I could count it right now, actually. Let's count it right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. 30 tattoos? Question mark. I think I remembered each of them. And then I do have 1, 2, 3 stick and pokes. So if you're considering stick and pokes to be a part of it, they're very prevalent stick and pokes. They're still there. They were created with tattoo ink. And so that would make it 33. There we go. Live on camera. You just got a tattoo count. My favorite tattoos. I have this one of my dog. For people that are just listening, I am pulling up my sleeve to try and show it. But essentially, I sent the tattoo artist a picture of my dog. She did a phenomenal job at recreating how my dog would look if he was sitting on a little stool with his legs crossed, drinking a cup of Joe. So that's exactly what it is. It's my dog sat on a stool drinking a cup of coffee. This was done by Ashlyn Hayter. She works in Ottawa. Also sometimes comes back to my hometown, which is where I got my first few tattoos from her. If you're looking for a good artist, I absolutely love her. She does a lot of my tattoos, and I will continue to go to her. Another one that I really like, I have The Pink Palace. My favorite movie's Coraline. I have The Pink Palace on the back of my forearm, and it's so cool. It's when the ground is pulling up, and so the ground's breaking off in it. It's The Pink Palace. It's got the button moon. Very cool. Another one of my favorite movies is The Perks of Being a Wallflower, and I have Patrick's mixtape that he gets from Charlie for Christmas. And then I have one for my grandma on my torso because she called me her sugar plum fairy. My grandma passed away when I was in third grade. She would call me her sugar plum fairy. And so I got a plum branch with little fairies around it. And I really love that one too. Realistically, I love all of my tattoos, but those ones had a lot of care and thought put into them. And I really like them for that reason. But that's not to say that you need to get tattoos with meaning. Most of my tattoos don't have meaning. And I love them all. And I'm glad I have them all. Next question is, do I believe in love at first sight? No. Should I just stop there? No. Of course I don't believe in love at first sight. Are you kidding me? You can't love someone by just looking at them. You might feel strong attraction to someone, but you definitely don't love them by just seeing them. What if you see someone and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so in love with them, and they're Donald Trump? I'm sure you don't love Donald Trump. If you do love Donald Trump, I'm sure you don't want to live the rest of your life with Donald Trump and have babies with Donald Trump. Most people wouldn't want to do that. So that is my point of reference for that. I think that also that love takes commitment and vulnerability, and that comes with communication. Obviously, if you're not communicating with someone, then you can't be in love with them. Period. Mic drop. All right. What are my love languages? Wowie. This one is kind of like a, not to absolutely take a steamy dump on the person who asked this question, but this question is one of those cringe questions that a guy will ask you just to see if he can touch you. I would say my number one love language would probably be acts of service, because I see it as showing how much you care through day to day and what you do. It's kind of romantic. Just kind of making it known through what you do. And I feel like that's how I show that I care about someone, is just making it known and showing it. So I guess that would be acts of service. Someone's having a hard day and you clean their dishes for them. Oh my gosh, that's gorgeous. You're thinking about someone that day, so you send them a message. Hope you're having a good day. That's just very sweet. They're really tired, or they have a headache, can you go get them a glass of water? Oh, just showing you care. It's really gorgeous. I love it. Also, I am kind of a physical touch person, but I'm also hesitant with it. I really like physical touch, and I have no issues with giving people hugs, holding people's hands, chilling beside someone on a seat, like directly side by side. But I do have really close friends who hate physical touch. They don't want to be touched. It makes them uncomfortable. And I also, growing up, my sister didn't like showing affection that way. She's different now, but she didn't want to hug you. She didn't want to do any of that. She even for the longest time wouldn't say I love you. But I think that kind of held me back a little bit from physical touch. If someone breaks the wall and gives me a hug, I will hug them back. And that's kind of me being like, okay, they're okay with physical touch, and I take it from there. But usually, unless that is done ahead of time, I won't engage in it until someone shows that they are comfortable with it, because I never want to make someone uncomfortable. And these love languages kind of go outside of romantic relationships too, obviously. Obviously, this happens in a romantic relationship, but also just in like relationships with family and friends and everything. These are the ways I show my love in all aspects. All right, this is kind of funny, but I planned out to do one character AI because I knew that this wouldn't fill up my entire episode. So I'm going to do character AI right now. This is like a sweet little treat if you made it this far. I came up with the funniest idea ever, so I wanted to follow it through. And if you're still here, congratulations. We are going to go to our first communion with Trisha Paytas. Okay. Her description is delusional, dramatic, Hello Kitty thick woman. And she says, arigato. It's pop star Trishy. I said, Trish, I'm so glad you could make it to my first communion. It means a lot to have you here. Trisha says, OMG, Paige, you're too cute. Remember that time you kissed me? Shh, Trish, we're in a church. It's called Love, Paige. Ever heard of it? The Catholics don't like the gays. That's a little bit controversial. Trisha says, I'm not gay. I date men, women, trans, and non-binary people all the time. I said, and do you love God, Trish? And she said, of course I do. I have 5 altars dedicated to him in my house. I'm going to say something to end this off beautifully. You guys are, this is gorgeous. I said, Trisha, you just solved the divide in the world. Catholics and LGBTQ+ will live happily together forever now. She said, OMG, that's so true. I always knew I would be the one to unite the world. What can I say? I'm a leader, a role model, and I'm so hot and so sexy. Well said, Trisha. I agree. I agree to the fullest extent. And with that being said, thank you for watching this episode of IRL. You can find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok at podcast_IRL. That's also our link tree. I'll say it again, podcast_IRL. There you can find your favorite podcast distributor and listen to this episode, as well as all of our old ones. And on Linktree, you can also find our YouTube, which will allow you to watch this video, and you can see all of my tattoos in real time. Thanks so much for coming, guys. Thanks for making me feel not awkward being all alone in this studio. Love ya.